101.9 POR, John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. Yesterday was pretty awesome.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I held a piece of the moon.
Oh, wow.
You did?
I held a piece of the moon in my hand, nice. And in the other hand, I held a piece of Mars.
Cool. Where were you?
I was at the Jetport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? I thought you were going to say you were at the Gem Museum.
Well, it's a new display from the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum that is at the Portland International Jetport. So if you're flying in or out of Portland, this is now open as of today. They had the big press hoop-de-doo yesterday. And in the display case, it's right next to the Starbucks inside the gates there. So if you have to be taking a flight in order to see it. But a couple million people a year will walk past this display from the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum.
Oh, cool.
They have meteorites and pieces of the moon and pieces of Mars.
Wow.
Wow, I like that.
You must have been totally dorked out.
I was so geeked out.
Did you wear your Star Trek shirt over?
Underneath what I was wearing.
Did you?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool. I've been to the Gem Museum in Bethel, and it was so cool getting to hold a piece of space.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just like, wow, I'm touching
this
space.
This is another planet.
It's so weird.
Yeah. And I was able to touch something that is older than the planet Earth itself.
Oh.
Right?
Creepy.
They had this like interstellar rock thing. I forget what it was called, but it was made from basically space dust.
What?
It's like the original matter that formed into planets.
Right.
And like before, cool. It's kind of mind-boggling. Anyway, it's really cool. It's a really cool display if you're flying in or out of the Jetport and want to check it out. Of course, you know, the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum, I'd love you to visit them up there in Bethel, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which, here's what I learned. On display now at the Jetport is the second largest piece of the moon on Earth.
Really?
Wow.
The largest piece of the moon and the largest piece of Mars on Earth are in Maine at the museum, at the Gem Museum.
Oh.
Did not know that either.
Plus lots of minerals and gems from Maine.
A ton of stuff. It's crazy. You could spend a long time there looking at stuff.
Apparently they have more stuff from the moon at the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum than they have at NASA.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh my God.
That seems strange.
Right? That's...
Did we acquire it a certain way? Or
What's the deal with that?
Does NASA know?
Yeah. Boy, you know a lot about gems. Tell me more about space rocks.
Space rocks.
I'm listening. It doesn't look like I am, but I am.
You turn your headphones off.
It's going to look like I'm typing and not paying attention, but go on.
Joe's like Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean when he's in that throne and he's like got his eyes closed, but he's got eyes painted on his eyelids.
Yes.
So it looks like his eyes are open.
Oh, my God.
Courtney just nudges me every once in a while. Oh, yeah, tell me more, buddy.
Yeah, make a noise.
I appreciate your politeness. What was very exciting for me yesterday, so thank you for your support.
Well, I'm glad,
and I know that you get very geeked out about that stuff and you're really into it, so good for you. I'm glad you got to experience that.
You got to go visit the museum itself, though.
Yeah. Of course, you know I could go grab rock out in the parking
lot. It's not the same.
And bring it back and go, "Ooh, John, this is from Pluto.
Can you?
This is from Pluto. Did you know that, John?
You did the wrong planet.
I was really expecting a joke about...
This is a space rock from Saturn. But did you know that, John?
But these other ones are real.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know. Any rock could be from there.
They tell you they're real.
They're real.
Bad.
Can someone just do the Uranus joke so we can be done with
this
bit? Yeah,
I was waiting for Joe to do it.
Hey, come on. That's a cheap laugh. I'm not going for that. That's so you guys.